I've got Mulder. My girlfriend just yelled from the other room, show them the X-Files.
Show them the X-Files. All of them. Every X-File.
Yeah. She bought me these X-Files figurines, so.
That's a good woman, man. You gotta hold on to her.
Welcome to episode 54 of One More Podcastle, part of the Retroids.com podcast network. My name is Eric Bailey, caffeine addict, and I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter, I am the audio engineer, and I am the smartest man alive!
My name's Jason Lamb, resident Canadian and heroin addict, and welcome to the podcast.
Way to one-up me there. It's bad enough I share a name with another co-host. I have to share an addictive personality, too. Heroin. That stuff will screw you up, man.
Coffee first, gambling second, and then you're on to heroin before you know it.
Is that the gateway drug? Gambling, yeah. And coffee?
Yes, gambling.
We're in trouble, guys.
My
we
gateway
are in
drug.
Trouble. We are in trouble. I was going to say the gateway was Apple Bandai Pippin games, but... You know,
you have to be a heroin user before you even start with those.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Before you go anywhere near them. That's... You've already gambled everything else away. You're hopped up.
Jeez, that's a marketing idea that hasn't been tapped into. I don't know about you guys, but marketing.
We should tell Apple to get right on that. Hey, we're for heroin addicts.
That's right. Let's get some t-shirts. Who doesn't love a good t-shirt?
I love t-shirts.
That's a good t-shirt. That's a good t-shirt right there. For those listening to the podcast later, Bailey is now sporting the official, as of now, One More Castle t-shirt.
Oh, Fish, OG, 1MC, what up? Rep it 24/7.
I don't know what any of that means.
You're so gangsta.
I need a translator.
You are ready for the heroin.
He's just here for the heroin.
Jason, that's so... stereotypical. You think all gangsters are heroin addicts? I'll have you know. You can be gangster and not be addicted to narcotics. Narcotics are just a bonus.
It just comes with the parties.
It's really going to be one of those nights. Speaking of narcotics, you guys play any old video games lately? Or, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's good.
Totally overdid it this week, so because I was really upset about last week. So what do you want to talk about? Pokemon Snap, Doom 64, Marble Madness, Battletoads.
Oh, let's talk about Marble Madness first. What do you think of Marble Madness?
I like it. I'm terrible. I can't beat the game. I don't think I understand how the controller works.
Oh, man.
But other than that, it's a fun game. The Genesis port is awful. The music is atrocious and super loud and annoying.
I've never played it on Genesis. Maybe I should. I really want to try now.
Don't worry about it. You're not missing anything.
I love the NES games so much.
I did want to take a moment and talk about Battletoads.
Ooh.
Per our conversation earlier about games we've never beaten that we do enjoy.
Yes.
I am going to take on the challenge of... completing Battletoads within 30 days.
No way.
Tomorrow. Oh. And I will be documenting the entire experience for everybody's enjoyment.
You're crazy.
Wow, that's tweet worthy. Dang, hold up.
We'll throw it up on some sort of popular retro gaming website, you know, whatever.
All right.
So, if you'd like to join me in the madness that I am ready to walk into.
Oh, maybe not for Battletoads.
It's starting tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's going to happen right now. Well, tomorrow at 7 in the morning. That's what I'm doing. Jason!
What's up?
You got a mod that you've been playing?
Jason!
I got a mod for you.
Uh-oh.
I haven't played many this week. I decided to pull a you guys from last week. However.
You guys.
No, however, I've been looking into, I think I'm going to host a dedicated Unreal Tournament 99 server.
99? Okay. Dude, that game is glitched beyond belief. Why would you pick that one?
That's what makes it fun.
UT 99 is the best one. Very closely followed up by 2004.
Oh, very closely. Are you serious? Wow. I cry for everybody who's ever been to QuakeCon. I cry for you. It's awful. Awful.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm currently installing Quake Live again.
It's a great game, man.
I know. There's 4 seconds browser. Left in my download.
4 seconds. That's browser. It's pretty good. 4 seconds. Well,
play now.
Well, we're going to lose Jason. He's just going to play Quake.
Sorry, guys. I guess
it's been
I'm
fun.
Just gonna, guess I just, hold on. Guess I'm just going to have to play this.
It's been real.
Yeah. It's been unreal.
Goodbye, Jason.
Yeah. How about you, Bailey? What have you been playing?
I kind of cheated this week. I played a game. It's definitely not retro, but it has ties. I know. I'll explain. I'll get back on the retro train here someday. I'm just, it's been crazy. I'm not even going to be here next week. But I got Donkey Kong Country Returns for Wii.
Ooh, please. It's on my list. Tell me.
Yeah. I've been playing that. It's pretty good. The funny thing is, I had my expectations really low. Like, I heard some stuff about it. Like, I heard, like, the waggle is annoying because it puts too much of that in there on the Wii. So I'm expecting it to not be great, but not only is it actually a lot of fun, but the things I dislike about it aren't even what I was expecting. And it has this crazy difficulty curve, unlike any game I've ever played, where their design theory seems to be, we're actually going to make the stages fairly challenging. Like, you will have to try several times on some of these levels to beat them. But we're going to give you dozens of lives.
Oh, really?
So there are just bunches of bananas everywhere. There's one-ups everywhere. You get, at the end of every stage, you have a chance of getting a one-up. On the very first level, if you walk left, there's a one-up. I mean, you can get one-ups in bunches, like 3 and 7 at a time. It's crazy, but it's fun. And some of the visual stuff they do is really cool. Like, goes above and beyond what the Super Nintendo ever could have done, obviously. There's parts where you, like, hop in a cannon and shoot off to the background and something explodes and you come back. There's one level on the beach that's really unique. It's, like, at sunset, and everything's in silhouette. So, like, everything is just black against a red background. It's really cool. So,
is it worth playing, then?
I would say if you like the original Donkey Kong Country games, which I do, I would recommend it. Definitely. Yeah.
All right.
If you enjoyed
the
Super
developer
Nintendo
on that?
I think Retro Studios. Let me see.
Oh, the same studio who did the new Metroid Prime.
I think, but let me double check that just for the sake of...
Checking?
Checking, yes. Just for the sake of...
Well, while you're doing that, the reason why I'm interested for the most part is I'm actually picking up the limited edition Wii U Wind Waker console tomorrow. And the new Donkey Kong Country was on my list of games to get. So,
nice.
Yeah. I'm curious as to... I mean, I'm not expecting Donkey Kong Country because that was such an awe-inspiring game to begin with. But, I mean, if it's at least, you know, 50% of that, it's definitely going to be worth the money that I put into it.
Can confirm it is by Retro Studios. And a lot of the touches, like the background music, definitely ape off the original games. No pun intended.
Okay. So. You and your bad puns.
That's me. Is there such a thing as a good pun? Let's be honest. Let's be really honest for a moment.
You may have a point.
I don't know. I could go either way.
Yeah? On the pun spectrum?
That's usually just in general on things for everything. You can go either way.
Okay.
I like to sit on the fence rather than picking a side.
You'd rather just fall off one way or another than stay sitting on there any longer.
A couple of cocktails, I'm just like, okay, I'll make this one.
Oh. Speaking of cocktails, let's tackle a listener email discussion question. But actually, before the official question, let's tackle a bonus question I haven't even told Jason and Hunter about yet. This question was a comment left on last week's live stream video. It's from Lyrically C, and he was wondering, quote, I wonder what game had the best the end scene that didn't have an ending after the final level? Lyrically C.
Best what end scene?
Yeah, a best ending scene that didn't have an ending after the final level.
That didn't have an ending after the final... Tetris?
That's a good call.
Yeah, that didn't really... I mean, you saw a picture of, you know, Russian architecture.
Well, in the really space program, ending, but... if you scored high enough, you get a rocket blast off or UFOs.
Yeah, but usually games in that era, it's more about the game itself rather than the ending. I mean, Super Mario Brothers is a perfect example. You know, your princess is in another castle. Your princess is in another castle. Your princess is in another castle. Oh, hey, here she is. Okay, game over.
Right.
Thanks for playing. You know, even Legend of Zelda was the exact same way. And they're like, oh, thanks for saving me. Quest number two.
I think Super Mario Brothers is a great example, though, because the whole, the last castle and trying to figure out how to get through and fighting Bowser for the final time, that's a great ending sequence, even if it's not a true ending.
Well, even the World 8, it feels like the last level.
Yeah.
Like even the backgrounds are completely different. You know, you're seeing the outside of his castle with the walls and everything. There's Hammer Brothers everywhere, which is, well, at least growing up playing the game, that was the ultimate enemy.
That was,
was the Hammer Brother. Like, Bowser was a push-off, but these Hammer Brothers, they're impossible.
Legit, yeah. I think it's crucial design element when you make a game, you really want the ending sequence to ramp up a little bit. You do want it to seem different. I know I can't think of any specific examples right now, but one of the most disappointing sensations as gaming is when you're playing something and you're enjoying it and you're rocking it, you're going through pretty good, and then it just kind of ends all of a sudden. You're like, oh, that was the last level? That was the last boss? That's weird. That had no real sense of gravity or urgency or build up at all. So,
right.
Even if you don't have, yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
All I want to say was, even if you don't have a proper ending, you can still have a great final sequence to your game, and that means something.
Right. I mean, Sonic 1 is tragic for that. When you get to the last level of Sonic 1, it's not until you see Metal Sonic and you're like, the hell is that thing? And then you get to it and you're like, oh, that's the boss. Oh, we're at the final level?
What?
Like, I've been hedgehogging through and nobody was complaining.
Hedgehogging
until
through.
Until now. Yes. So,
Jason, what are your thoughts?
I'm having a really hard time with this. It's so, repeat the question. It's a game where there's not a scene after the ending.
Right. I mean, word for word, the question was, I wonder what game had the best the end scene that didn't have an ending after the final level. The essence of what we're getting out of that is, what's a game that didn't really have an ending, but the final scene, so to speak, if you think of the game as a story, as a narrative, really properly set the stage for concluding your experience on that title. I think Super Mario RPG is another great example.
Yeah.
When you go, like, down into Smithy's lair and you're in the factory and it's...
Yeah, but even that feels like the... Like, that's the last level. Like, when you say that, like, I'm thinking of level or games that you play and then all of a sudden they're over. Like, that's what I'm thinking. You know, like, Super
that's
Mario
like
RPG,
worst,
like...
though, when that happens.
Really?
I think like, so, yeah. When it happens all of a sudden,
I don't know,
like
maybe...
That.
I think that's what happens when you're a retro gamer, like... Because, like, I had this conversation with my brother today. Like, because he just got Grand Theft Auto 5, and he's like, oh, you got to play it. It's amazing. And I'm like, dude, I'm over Grand Theft Auto. Like,
way
completely over it.
Yeah.
Like, Grand Theft Auto 3 was my game. Like, Vice City, I didn't care for. San Andreas, I didn't care for. Grand Theft Auto 4, I didn't care for. So I'm not going to play the fifth one. But from playing retro games and the limitations that they had, like, I'm so used to that buildup and then... Congratulations, you're the greatest player in the world. You know, don't do drugs. Like, that's the ending that I'm that's the ending that I'm waiting for.
All right.
And then when it's like this long drawn out thing, I'm like I don't, you know, Ocarina of Time. is a mm-hmm. perfect example. You know, like you're all of a sudden you're up in the clouds, you know, and Link's talking to Zelda, and then you oversee everybody that you went, you know, that you were the areas that you were in and the people that you met, and you're like, I don't care what these people are doing. Like, I left these people, you know, 12 hours ago. And then all of a sudden, you're like, you're little kids again. Really? Did you?
Yeah.
Did you really care? Did you really care what the Gorons are doing? Or did you just want the sword? I mean, let's be honest.
I want to write entire novels full of fan fiction just about the minor background characters in those games. So, yeah. But that's just me.
That's different. No, that's different. That's different. Because then you're taking the extra step to go into the universe. But as a first-time playthrough, like, I could care less about what these people are doing now. Because it's like, I've got the Triforce. It's done. It's over.
You don't care about the in-game universe until the second time you play, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Let's move on. And
I had one.
Oh,
wait, let's hear Jason. Oh, okay.
I'm going to say Half-Life.
Let's let Jason... Ooh.
Nobody's played Half-Life, Jason. Let's move on. Come on.
The original Half-Life.
Elaborate.
Have either of you finished Half-Life, the original?
No.
Of course not. Can't be it.
Can't play it with a controller.
Son of a bitch.
Everybody playing Jason.
At the end of the original Half-Life, you destroy this thing, and there's this character called the G-Man who shows up randomly throughout the series. And he shows up at the end and just kind of takes you away. And it's such a... kind of just such a... for lack of a better term, it really messes with your mind. Because he just kind of comes out of nowhere. He transports you around to different places. And you're really left at a cliffhanger. It's like, okay, what's going to happen next? You're not really given any answers. So.
Good example.
Just play the second one.
Yeah, the second one doesn't give you any answers either. That's why Half-Life 3 is taking like 10 years.
It's never going to come out, dude. Just let it go.
They have to be working on it.
They are.
Yeah, just like they're working on Doom 4.
Yeah.
They're not, by the way, just so you know.
Maybe we should just call this episode Spoiler Alert, by the way.
You just gotta hop on the, you know, the Book of Knowledge, man. Just,
you know. Oh, let's talk about the ending to that game. Oh, yeah. That game totally had a twist ending.
I don't think I've ever played a game that had a twist ending.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are even some retro games with twist endings. I want to write about that someday.
Okay, name one that I'm familiar with.
Metroid!
Yeah.
Oh.
Even the instruction manual.
I know. The instruction manual, the pronoun was him and he and the, his. Yeah.
I mean, back in the day when you played this, you could not have seen it coming. I mean, first of all, the story is set in the year 2000. So that's cool.
Well, Smash TV took place in 1999.
That's awesome. But yeah.
Yeah, I always thought that was cool.
Check this out. The Space Hunter Samus, he is the greatest of all the Space Hunters. I mean, even the name Samus has Sam right in there. It's a subliminal like...
Like Samantha?
I'm totally a dude.
Thank you.
Samantha's just a derivative of a...
Oh, here we go.
Most
here we go.
Male names have a female version. That's just how it is.
Like Jacina.
Jacina.
Not all of them have an easy transition, I guess, but Erica. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Right.
Real question right, so time. Real on, question. Yeah, onto real, the real question. Question. Hello. I'm starting a new job where I work midnight to 8 a.m., which gives me plenty of time to listen to your podcast. One question, though. On my days off, it could get really boring between midnight and 8 a.m. What are some retro games that you like to play late at night when it's dark and nobody else is awake? I've got to think that Flashback and Out of This World would be great games, as they both have an eerie mood that would be suited for solitude. Keep up the great work. Dustin Faber at 16-Bit Catholic. Late night retro games. What do you think?
Late night retro games. The only game that I can think of that really kept me playing through the long hours of night was definitely Doom. Doom has that ability, regardless of when you play it. The scare tactics, the music, the idea of knowing full isolation in hell. Mm-hmm. It's a scary game. It's one of those games that you want to keep coming back to play because you're like, oh no, this is no big deal. I can beat this bit. and then all of a sudden, like, you hear something in the background, and then you turn around, there's a giant cockademon, you're like, I'm out of ammo! I've got nothing but my fist! Like, there's something about Doom, whether they did it on purpose or it happened by accident, but that is easily one of the most terrifying games to play at night.
Nice. Good call.
Just a little bell. Just a little one on that one.
For yourself. I'm belling myself.
Jason?
I'm going to say what kept me up late.
Algebra?
Yeah, algebra.
Loud neighbors?
Algebra. Yeah, drums. They played the drums. No. I probably spent a lot of time, other than multiplayer games with friends keeping you up, like Time Splitters or GoldenEye or Smash Brothers. I want to say I've spent a lot of time up playing usually strategy games, because they're the kind of game where you can go, okay, just a little longer, just one more turn, then we'll finish this. And then before you know it, it's 6 a.m. and
anyone in particular?
More recently, it's been the Civilization games. I only started with Civilization 3, but that came in 2001. But before that, a lot of Red Alerts, because I mainly used to play them in, they had skirmish mode, which is basically just, you get a map against AI, and you just build, and you just have to destroy them without any story. So I used to just build these massive armies.
Strategy games?
While turtling for hours.
Oh, you would be a turtle.
Turtling?
I turtled. Turtling, man.
It's a strategy game equivalent turtling. To camping in a shooter.
You basically just build a huge base, lots of defenses, and mass your army.
You call that turtling?
You're basically hoping your turtling. You hope your defenses last out so long that you can build up an army slowly to eventually just overwhelm your opponent.
Let me explain, Hunter. A turtle is an animal that has a really hard shell that covers its whole body. Yes. The turtle can actually withdraw its limbs and its head into that shell and be completely impervious until it chooses to come back out.
An example would be, in Red Alert, you'd build about 60 Tesla coils around your base. Or StarCraft, if you're a Terran, you just have tons of bunkers. And maybe rows of siege tanks.
So you're trying to say you can make it into soup? Is that... okay.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Make it into soup.
Exactly.
Delicious.
What Jason is
delicious
saying.
Turtle soup. Tesla coil soup.
Yes.
Koopa soup.
Koopa.
Yummy.
Bailey.
Not to be cliche, but you can't go wrong with the original two Resident Evil games.
Yeah.
They are so good. Or even something like Clock Tower, which I've talked about on this podcast before.
Sweet Home.
Also very good. Sweet Home, yes! That would be another one.
I will have to say...
very good.
Not to kind of impeach on what you're doing, but if you are going to play Resident Evil, the first one at least, I would highly, highly recommend the GameCube edition. It is so much better.
Those crimson heads, man.
That's why you gotta burn them, man. That's no big deal. Just burning zombie bodies? Burn. Do that all day anyway. So, I mean, just do it in the game.
It's true. That's true.
Sorry, continue.
Yeah. Also, Pokemon Snap.
Really? All night?
I played it. All I night. Played it just as long to make sure it worked, and then I was like, that's going to go on
fun
my show.
Game. Trying to get that 10,000 point Mew picture. Man.
Yeah.
That's where I go, though. I think late night solitude, I go to scary games. That's what I think. But Doom was a great example.
Yeah, Doom's a great example.
But when you talk about, like, Jason, the time you've spent doing, like, strategy games, there are a ton of games I would play late into the night. Just when you really like a game, it starts to... you're more fond of it than you are of sleeping.
Yeah.
I remember, like, when I first got Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past, oh, man, I burned through that in, like, I want to say 3 or 4 days.
Just one more dungeon. Like, I just got to take one more dungeon.
Plowing through. Just one more castle. Just one more. It was so good.
That's a good point. I mean, a lot of RPG games are that way, because it's like, I'm just going to level up just one more time. Just going to make sure my weapons are set the way they're supposed to be. Oh, a whole new area opened up. I'll level up one more time. That's stupid. Oh my God, it's 6 o'clock.
That's what I'm finding myself doing. Yeah, in Final Fantasy VII, I'm like, I'll just get to the next town.
Yeah.
So I get to town, I'm like, I'll just talk to everybody in the town.
I will start the quest. I won't finish it, but I'll start it to the first save spot.
Yeah. Okay, I slept at the end. I saved my game. I'll go see what's over there now. Oh, gosh, it's like a whole cave full of treasure. I better go find them all. Oh, geez, this path goes to another town. Oh, it'll probably just be a smaller town. I'll just go check it out real quick. Oh, there's some neat-looking weird people here. The music's changed. I'll go talk to everybody. Oh, it started a cinematic. Well, I better watch it. Ah, cinematic's over. I should save. You know, I'm a whole town over. I should probably get a few more level ups first.
Those are the rooms that have no clocks.
It's 3 a.m. and you're like, whoa, who am I? Yep. Las Vegas. Final Fantasy VII. Pokemon Snap. There you have
Pumping
it.
Pure oxygen into your room.
Pumping it.
Just getting high on heroin.
Sweet, sweet heroin.
On that note, let's take a music break. Back. That was Still the Road is Full of Dangers by Girls Melon, a hyper-electric Super Mario RPG remix from the Heavy Trooper is Ready to Launch Disc 1 collection. And I know, we still have that link on the onemorecastle.com. If you scroll to the bottom, we have a musician program where people can submit tracks to feature on the podcast. I haven't checked in a while. I've been running on the Super Mario RPG theme real hard for like a couple months now. I'll check it eventually again. So still, if you're a chiptune artist, nerdcore, whatever, let us know. We'll feature you, promote your track. We've got some good stuff on here. So there you have it. But now it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
Retro Showdown is probably the most fun part of our show. It's where each of us has secretly chosen a retro game. We have 1 minute to reveal what we picked, usually to fit a theme we decided the week before. And then we just kind of argue about it for a while as to who picked the best game. But the best part is that you, the listener slash watcher, get to vote for your favorite of the three in a poll on the podcast page. So please, after hearing our arguments, hopefully one of them will sway you, so you can go vote, leave comments on the page, etc. 2 weeks ago, normally I would tell you who won 2 weeks ago, but two episodes ago was our clip show, so we didn't have a showdown. So
guess who won? The listener.
The listener. That's where I was going to go with it, but... Screwdrivey McHeroin over here. Had to go.
Jeez.
Oh god, I want custom license plates with that.
Screwdrivey McHeroin.
I don't even drive and I want a license plate.
The worst superhero ever.
But yes, the listeners won 2 weeks ago. Good job, listeners. It's about time you won. It's about time. Pick up the slack.
It's about time. We were pulling for you the entire year.
We've been trying.
And it just now worked out.
Yep. But tonight's theme is, I'm not even sure how to quickly summarize it, but each of us is making our choice as though we're a different co-host. For example, the game I chose tonight, I'm choosing as though I am Jason. And I think Jason was Hunter.
Yes.
And Hunter is me. So based on our now year-long familiarity with each other, I've picked the most Jason-y game I could possibly come up with. Jason for Hunter and Hunter for me. So I look forward to seeing how this works.
All right. Are you ready?
I think.
All right. You may begin.
Okay. This game was released for the PC on Christmas Day, 1999, by some Dutch guy. It is a mod of Wolfenstein 3D. And it's called...
Of course it is.
It's called Screamstein 2000. It's a first-person shooter with graphics based on the hit American horror film Scream. Now you might be thinking, oh wow, what an obscure game. But actually, Screamstein 2000 is a sequel to the popular mod Screamstein 3D. Screamstein 2000 features all the same great first-person shooter action, but actually with five entirely new levels and even a hidden stage. The game is still available as a free zip file download on a website hosted by Angelfire. It's Screamstein 2000, all the fun of Wolfenstein 3D, but with enemies wearing the creepy ghost mask from the Scream movie. Screamstein 2000.
Well done, sir.
Wow.
All right.
I just want to watch a video, but I don't think I can.
I can't. I can hardly find
it. It was so difficult to find any information on this game. I mean, like, literally, I can email you guys or tweet the URL. There is, like, an Angelfire-hosted website with a link to it. There's an archive Wolfenstein community page that has a December 25, 1999 update where the guy releases it. There's one screenshot. One screenshot.
I'll take the one screenshot.
I will tweet it to you both right now.
I think I've already found the website.
But the same page where you can download Screamstein 2000, you can download Screamstein 3D as well.
Nice.
So, just so you know. Well, enough about my pick.
All right, Hunter.
Yep. What?
Yeah. Are you... Oh, yeah, that's the website I found.
Excellent.
Are you ready? As Bailey. Yeah. All right, you may begin.
Okay. This week, as Bailey, I went back to my roots, the NES, and chose one of my favorite launch titles, Kung Fu, paving the way for many things in the video game sphere, including the beat-em-up genre and porting arcade hits to the home screen. You play as Thomas, a ragtag martial artist set to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend, Sylvia, from the evil Mr. X. You'll journey through five gruesome levels, battling a boss at the end of each stage, along with many different enemy types to punch and kick your way through. Very crisp, pixel art, memorable soundtrack brings you Kung Fu for the NES.
Nice.
Kung Fu!
All right. I guess I'll go with my Hunter pick then. All right. My choice this week is the Sega Genesis game, Ernest Evans. Released in North America on December 31st, 1992. This game sees you as a tomb-raiding, bat-fighting, monster-fighting, giant bug-fighting, spike-dodging, whip-wielding protagonist as you fight your way through many side-scrolling 2D levels. Some would say this game resembles Castlevania, but I don't think so. That's Ernest Evans for Sega Genesis.
Wow. No, it doesn't mirror Castlevania because it's better than Castlevania.
Oh!
Come on. Come on.
No, it's not. Besides, it Jason's is. Supposed to make that argument today.
Oh, sorry. I forgot what we were doing.
Oh, no. I will sit back and let you two argue over how much better.
Come on. Ernest Evans is like a combination of Indiana Jones and, you know, a Metroid style game. Come on, you have a whip.
Ripping off so many Nintendo.
Who uses a whip in a video game? That's amazing.
That's he's got a good point. He's got a good point. At least games that you know of, that you're aware of.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely. Yeah. So I didn't see that link for this.
I'd rather play Screamstein 2000.
Really? You'd rather play Screamstein 2000?
I tweeted it to you both. Yeah.
Oh, you tweeted it. Oh.
Sorry, I know. I said I was going to email, but I tweeted.
Apparently, I got to jump on the Twitters real quick.
You don't have to.
Well, Screamstein 2000, is the only edition really a Scream Mask?
Is the only what?
Is the only graphic edition a Scream Mask?
Well, it looks like the levels
are kinda... the levels are different. The levels have been rearranged.
So you flipped some levels.
That's what a mod is!
We have Jason a new title screen, Hunter. A death cam elimination for some bosses, fake animation, this is for the ghosts, new colors for ceiling and floors, ammo box, 25 bullets, change level music, level music,
look,
clip ammo higher, SS drops the machine gun every time, because who doesn't need a handheld, Griddle Gross drops machine gun, hands drops chain gun, 115% health, able to get 150 bullets, mission 1 through 10. Hans and Gretel weaker, new graphics for almost every character. So not only is it a skin of a more popular game, it's an easier version
basically
of the
game.
More popular game.
It's so good. It's basically a whole new game experience.
I don't know.
It's like a whole separate
that
game.
That far.
It's a game. Definitely a great
It
mod.
Is definitely a game.
Definitely
it is
game.
Definitely a game. Looks like they also changed the text for the health and ammo titles.
See?
On the GUI. Congratulations.
It's a very extensive mod. Put a lot of hard work into Screamstein 2000.
Yeah. You know what? The best part of Screamstein 2000 is the fact that I downloaded this animated GIF of your character's head. That's featured on the website here. Load the website. There's a nice animated GIF of his head. He's looking around. I saved it. It's the
space.
Best part of this mod.
He's looking around in space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Looking back and forth and then forward. Back and forth and then forward. Back and forth.
Yeah.
That's mesmerizing.
There's some excellent new graphics and 5 new levels, including the secret one.
The secret stage. Yeah.
Ouch. And it's only for the shareware version? So it's not even a full game? It's just it's a mod of a shareware version?
Well, I mean, that's really hardcore dedication right there.
That is.
Modding the shareware version of Wolfenstein.
Yeah, the version that everybody had and downloaded because it was free.
That's
yeah, this
why
man
you
was
modded,
this man was so cheap.
It was so cheap, yes.
He didn't want to buy the full version, so he made his own additional levels.
Well, here's my question. How do you pronounce his name? Is it Marin Heinen?
Where am I looking?
Marin Heinen?
Marin
Heinen. It's Russian, I'm guessing.
It sounds like a serial killer.
It's Dutch. It's
yep, serial killer.
Oh. He actually has
you
a screenshot for a level that he did not change. That's funny. Oh, this is a screenshot from level 27.
That's like
we didn't change
that's like
anything.
Him quoting his source material.
But isn't that great, though? He kept great parts of the original game in his mod. That's brilliant! Genius!
I think the website says it all. Oh, we also have a small picture of the old Netscape browser. That's so funny.
You know what's sad? I still have a computer at my work that's running a Netscape browser.
No.
No way.
It's not possible. Yeah. Netscape's been dead since
I'd
what?
Still had it on.
98?
And I didn't delete it.
Wow.
I wanted to preserve it. Now.
I gotta say, Ernest Adams looks so generic. And cut out
Ernest Evans.
Whatever. I mean, yeah, Ernest Evans.
At least get the title right. I mean, it's generic in terms of like the backgrounds and the atmosphere. But one of the things that they were trying to do for it was the multiple points of flexibility with the character. So like you can see all of his joints, you know, like the knees are moving, the ankles are moving. And all the enemies are doing have the exact same kind of character skeletons as well. It just doesn't work. It just looks awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a 2D version of early Ragdoll physics.
It's ambitious, though.
Yeah.
Something off about it.
I'll give you
it's
ambitious.
Very ambitious.
I'm not sure I would give it ambitious. I think when I look at Ernest Roberts, I don't think ambitious.
I honestly just like the whip animations.
That's not where I go with it.
Ernest Evans.
Ernest what?
Adams. Evans. Okay. Am I the only one that likes Adams. The game that they brought? I love Kung Fu. Kung Fu was one of my go-to games.
Wait.
Like, how can you not like Kung Fu?
It's not bad.
It hasn't lived.
How is it not bad?
Well, to its thing.
Yeah.
To its thing.
It hasn't aged well.
It's tough, man.
How
is it not aged well?
I've said this a couple other times, but it was made back in that era when Nintendo was just happy enough to try and give NES players an arcade-like experience at home. That was the whole inspiration for the NES, the whole reason they did Donkey Kong at release, the whole reason they did those. And it's just nothing against arcade games or even those old-school high-score style games. I like them, but it hasn't even aged well when you compare it to later games in the NES library. And they actually realized, oh, the NES is actually so good. We can have whole narratives. We can have 36 levels. We can have a story, a real ending. We can have saved games. We can do passwords. And not that Kung Fu in its pure action form isn't enjoyable, but it's limited. It's you have to be really passionate about Kung Fu itself in order to believe it's truly better than average.
I mean, the Kung Fu arcade itself had all of those ambitions if they wanted to take them.
Now, are you bringing the North American version for the NES?
No, I'm bringing the Canadian version.
No, I'm just saying, there's a difference.
Canada is in North America.
Yeah, Hunter. There's a difference. No. The Japanese version was based on a Jackie Chan movie.
No, it's Kung Fu, the DNA version.
So it's not based on Jackie Chan's Wheels on Meals?
No.
That's
you mean Meals on
no,
Wheels?
No, it's Wheels on Meals.
No, it's not.
It
That's
is.
Awful.
Wheels on really? Meals.
All I'm saying is that the arcade had all the ability to do that. It had the ability to have this big narrative. Right, because the idea is it's a very straightforward pick-up-and-go kind of a game, and the NES port did the absolute perfect rendition of that when you brought it to the home console.
I'm having to go with Bailey here. I'd rather play Screamstein.
When it comes to
really?
Kung Fu,
yeah.
I'd rather play Ernest Blevins.
Evans, Ernest Evans.
That's what I said, didn't I?
Ernest Blevins.
At least that game has,
You guys are awful. You guys are awful. That's all I'm going to say.
Screamstein 2000.
And it was released in 1999.
99. December 25th, 1999.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
It's awful. All I'm going to say is that the...
You said that like three times now.
Yeah.
All I'm going to
say... I'm going to say it again.
It's three other things.
All I'm going to say again is that when Kung Fu was released on the NES as a launch title, it did bring quite a few players from the arcade to the NES. So it was a very popular game in the arcade. This was a perfect move by Nintendo.
A perfect move?
Of course.
You know what's better than Kung Fu the video game?
Well, lots of things.
Kung Fu the martial art.
That's true.
Just in general?
Yeah.
The martial arts in general?
I'd rather learn Kung Fu than play Kung Fu. I think I can say that.
Hunter, using your logic.
What logic?
Using your logic. If
have you met me?
If Kung Fu was the perfect move to bring people from the arcade to buy their console, doesn't that make Bailey's Screamstein the perfect mood or move by this modder to bring movie watchers into the realm of PC gaming?
Oh, snap.
No.
No?
Neither movie watching and video games have no correlation to each other.
Oh, I'm going to attack a second part of your logic, Hunter. At some point you said that Kung Fu was a great, great arcade conversion, right? You said it's like a crystal clear, I believe you said, port?
Crisp pixel art.
But you said something specifically about when they went from arcade to home console. It's a very similar experience. It's not like some games where you really lose something in the transition.
Correct, in terms of like Asteroids and that kind of thing where they give you a limited number of lives on an NES port. Yeah, that's
or
they gave
the
you the arcade
are a
experience.
Lot worse, the music is a lot worse, the levels are bad, there's glitches. Here's my point.
Well, I mean, if it doesn't have anything to do with the limitations of the hardware.
If I look at something and it's like super ugly and it smells really bad and it's illegal and it kills people and it causes lots of problems in the world, just because I can draw a perfect sketch of it and make a great copy does not mean it's great.
I'm confused.
I didn't know.
I think you guys aren't making the alignment correctly. Like, and Bailey, in your example, you would have to recreate the scene to make the same correlation that I'm making with the arcade to the home console.
No, I'm attacking a different part of something else you said. I'm leaving Jason's thing
behind.
Yeah,
mine's separate.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know they made a movie based off Kung Fu.
Kung Fu is such a general term.
No, they made a movie based on the game Kung Fu.
Was the main character entitled Thomas?
No, but...
Thank you very much.
It is a live-action film, French, of the same name, Kung Fu Master, which the game is originally titled.
Right.
And it deals with the affair between a 40-year-old woman and a 14-year-old boy who is obsessed with the game. This game is sick.
What?
What?
Director Agnes Varda featured the game prominently in a live-action film of the same name, Kung Fu Master, dealing with an affair between a 40-year-old woman and a 14-year-old boy obsessed with the game. When he finally beats it after 6 months, he asks a bartender to give the older woman a call to let her know. The bartender is initially a bit dismissive, but still picks up the phone. However, she cannot get the message because she is not home, and the bartender reaches her daughter, who is too young to be a messenger. The film was retitled Les Petits Amours for U.S. release, so it would not be perceived as a martial arts film.
You leave it to the French, man. God.
So, here's my question. Was Ernest Weathers ever made into a movie?
Oh, it's Ernest Evans.
You mean
that's what I said.
Yeah, it was. It was made into... I think it was called, like, Indiana Bones.
Oh, no. It was like Ernest Goes to Camp and Ernest Scared Stupid. Yeah, those movies. I remember those.
Yeah.
All I want to say is that this has gone horribly wrong because neither of you like the games that you brought.
I like the game I brought. Scream.
No,
Stein,
you like Wolfenstein 3D.
I like Scream.
No, you
Stein
like Wolfenstein 3D. Oh, come on.
I do.
I like my game.
Because
do you?
It's like
do you,
Wolfenstein,
Jason?
But with more content. It's better.
And mine's like Castlevania.
Different content.
But with Indiana Jones.
Boom.
But better.
Your game just like its own little piddly
Kung Fu, whatever.
Own stupid thing, whatever.
I mean, you know, you could hit midgets in my game.
You can.
That's a big deal.
Right across.
That
the
is
screen.
A big deal. Hardest enemy was the magician.
What? Yep.
He didn't know what he was gonna throw out.
Yeah, that guy was a jerk.
You know,
Mr. X
was
a lot easier than him.
Wait, you guys? There's a magician
super
in Kung
easy.
Fu.
Yeah.
That's lame.
And
so you fight
game.
Magicians, and so people without actually real magic.
No,
a magician,
you fight
like
a magician.
A
just
single.
One.
Meanwhile, Screamstein, you're facing off waves of Nazis and some type of serial killer. And mine, you're fighting off against demons and snakes and stuff. But
right.
your game's tough? What? You fight against a guy who does card tricks.
No, not that kind of magician. Like an evil magician.
So like a guy who does like really like offensive card tricks.
He makes bees appear.
Bees?
I put on my robe and wizard hat kind of stuff.
Oh. So like a wizard.
Stuff right there.
Yep.
Well, I mean, he's labeled as the magician. So I'm going to let the creators of the game have the rights to what we're going to refer to him as.
No. The creators of the game should not be respected. You should just be able to mod the crap out of their creation and put your own brand of entertainment all over it.
Or you should just be able to rip
That's
them off blatantly.
Believe. As a fan of Screamstein 2000, so much better than Ernest Nevers.
It's Ernest Evans.
No, it's not. What?
Ernest Heaven?
It's sad. I think the big thing with mods, just in general, and this is just my opinion, but I think when it comes to mods, they are either absolutely 100% worse than the game it's modding, or it's better.
Like Screamstein 2000.
Yeah, it's better. In the sense of Screamstein 2000.
Better than Wolfenstein 3D.
This is the equivalent of downloading a ROM hack of Super Mario Brothers where all the Goombas are turned into penises.
I'd play that. That'd be funny.
Of course you would. Is that before or after you buy your heroin? Just gonna ask. Just to throw it out there to find out what your schedule is.
Do I need
Casey.
The heroin to
wanna
see the penises?
Find out what
penises.
Your schedule is. Do you want to be stomping penises in Super Mario Brothers? That's what I want to know.
Sure.
That sounds like fun to me.
Because if you are, then you should vote for Screamstein 2000.
Bingo. There it is there you right go. There. Yeah. If you like stomping on penises, my game is the one for you. Follow
if you
that
want
logic.
An excellent demonstration of a beat-em-up and a port from the arcade, you should definitely go for Kung Fu for the NES.
If you couldn't find a copy of Castlevania, you should get Ernest Bevins.
It's actually harder to find Ernest Evans
hey,
out
Jason.
In the wild.
Yeah?
Hey, Jason. Jason, just for yeah. fun. Just for fun.
Yeah.
If you could mod your game, Ernie Johnson, however you want
yeah.
it, what would you do to it?
I would... Ernie Johnson. Okay. Ernie Johnson, I'm going to put in... You know what? We're also going to put in kind of like a gun arm. Okay?
Cool.
We're going to put in a gun arm, and you're no longer like in the Amazon, you're in space. and
yes.
You know what, maybe we're gonna fight like a space Dracula.
I love it. It's like Jason yeah. X but with Dracula. Oh, that's great. That sounds much better than the stupid original actual version you actually brought.
Just so you know, oh. There was a movie made with Dracula in space.
What was so, it called? Yeah.
Ernest Clevens?
Dracula 3000. You could have just said that. What it mean?
Yeah, so it's
this
a
whole conversation.
It's a mod.
A lot less worse than it already is.
It's a lot like Screamstein 2000.
So good.
Where it's Scream put into Wolfenstein. Mine'll be Ernest Blevins 3000, which is a mod of Dracula 3000. Oh, thanks.
I can't even talk to you guys. This is awful.
What? What's
this
wrong?
Absolutely
we
awful.
We do this every week. What's suddenly the problem this week, Hunter?
It's just awful. You know,
I thought
for
you
the first
like
time ever,
game.
I'm the only one taking
I mean,
this seriously.
Just
going to throw that
like,
out there.
When I look at Hernia Heaven, it seems exactly like the kind of game you would like, Hunter. You should want to talk about it.
Hernia Heaven?
Yeah.
You're just coming up with episode titles now? Is that all we're doing with this game?
No, it's the awful. Name of the character. Jason, isn't the game name the same name of the character name? Isn't it the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
What's your problem, Hunter?
I came to the wrong showdown.
Well, I don't understand. What's wrong?
Just, you know.
We're having a good time.
Well, that's great. I'm happy for you guys. Kung Fu!
Why don't you like the game Jason brought? I thought you would really like it. It seems like your kind of thing.
I mean, I do. I do like the game that Jason brought. I just like my game better, and your game isn't even a game. It's a mod.
It is a game. Mods are a game.
It's a game based on a
Jeepers
movie.
Creeps.
It's just based on an original story. Which is based on a
what?
Thought.
You know what, Hunter? Fine. Let's just do final arguments.
No. I don't want to do final arguments.
Why?
I don't. Well,
what else do you have to say? You can't just quit and not do final arguments. You have to either keep...
I'm not quitting. I am not quitting.
That sounds like you're...
Then don't say you are. You said you were.
I never said I was quitting. I just said I came to the wrong showdown.
There's say other showdowns?
About penis
I came to next week's showdown.
Is Tom doing a different showdown somewhere?
So Thomas? You mean Thomas?
I don't know. Ocarina of Time? He's on here quite a bit.
What?
Kung Fu?
Yeah. What?
Is that that game where you fight Mr. X to get the Ocarina back?
You know what?
I mean, I'm still waiting for some hate against Kung Fu.
Well, it's just crap. What can I say?
We did it earlier. Yeah, we went
really
through this.
Like, really?
It's based on a crappy French film better, about some underage sex scene. Like,
if I had to make it better, I would mod it. But when I was modding it, I'd accidentally delete the source files.
You don't have it backed up?
Punching little people is super politically...
Okay,
you
little people
children
is
in this?
Little people... No, you yeah, punch you, midgets.
You kick God. Them, right? No, how do you know? They could be children. You're
They're
kicking
not
children.
Children. Come on. Know? Children aren't allowed in a dojo. That's ridiculous.
Have you been to a dojo? It's mostly children.
Didn't you see yeah, Karate Kid? There's no kids in there. Come on.
Okay. As much as I'm supposed to hate you right now, that's a really good quote that I'm going to tweet.
Right there now. You go. Get to fight dragons.
Yeah, they breathe
people
fire.
People who throw knives.
Pots.
Yeah.
Third level guy with stick. There's a boss with a stick.
Wow.
Look out.
It's a lot scarier than Scarestein. Which
no.
is an awful name. It's an awful name. Why,
it's
a, why would you even go for that?
Cheesy. It's intentionally
is it,
cheesy.
Is it? I don't. Yeah. Why don't I believe that? Why don't
it's
I believe that?
It's paying homage to like the B movie era and pulp films and that kind
the
of.
The
B
movie era.
Yes.
The yes. The movie that it's based on is Wes Craven, a multi-million dollar film. That's a B movie to you?
Yeah. They have you ever seen Scream? It's a send up of the whole horror movie genre.
It is.
They very explicitly go over the tropes of those movies in that movie.
And that makes it a B movie?
No, it makes it an homage to them, which makes Screamstein 2000 intentionally schlocky.
Awful. Awful.
Good.
I think the word you're looking
Great.
For is awful.
Brilliant.
Awful.
Yeah.
Just, what? Yeah. On an Angel Fire page. Yeah, and a zip
Yeah,
file.
Isn't that so awesome? So retro. It's legitimately,
yeah, is that retro?
You get, you
that...
get the file. From the Angel
oh, you
Fire
should,
website.
You should, like,
I can't leave Angel Fire even
Jason,
exists.
Jason, is that retro? Are zip files retro?
Yeah, they've been around forever.
Angel Well, and Have Angel they? Fire.
Oh, yeah, Angel
itself,
Fire is retro.
Angel Fire,
like,
the web
zip archive files, pretty
super
old.
Super retro.
I thought they disbanded Angel Fire. Or was that
Geocities.
Something like GeoCities?
Banned?
Geocities.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Banned?
Zip file was made in 1989. That's retro.
Yeah, but when it... Okay, so 1989... And then the internet came out when? What? 95,
oh,
96?
Whenever Al Gore was born. Yeah.
No. I mean, like
to the masses?
Whenever AOL 3.0 released.
Yeah, when I had Prodigy internet and I was dialing up to a 28.8 baud modem. What year was that?
Yep. AOL 3.0, 56K.
I know, like ARPANET
that's
and
my
stuff.
First experience.
Those were.
Was that some
that's
Canadian
like,
dribble?
Yeah, military,
that
was military. Yeah.
Canadian dribble.
Anyway, I'm surprised you don't like Scream, the video game, the movie, because the same writer went on and wrote Vampire Diaries, and vampires are featured in Castlevania.
Which is like Hunter's favorite game by proxy.
So by proxy,
wait, I'm confused.
You love
hold on.
Screamstein 2000.
Over. No, wait, start over.
This is getting kind of confusing.
Yeah, that's a like, let's just start right. from the beginning of that. Let's
okay.
just start from the let's
Scream,
scratch
okay,
anything
okay. 2000.
Hunter,
all right.
You love Castlevania because you like everything that rips off of.
Yeah. Screamstein 2000 was based on Scream the movie. Scream
Correct.
The movie was written by Kevin Williamson. Kevin
right.
Williamson is the current lead writer on the Vampire Diaries.
Okay.
Vis-a-vis Vampires.
What's
Castlevania?
What's Vampire Diaries?
You must love Screamstein 2000.
I don't know what Vampire
I
Diaries
don't know.
Is.
It's probably
it's a television show, I think.
Yeah.
Or is it a book series?
It's both.
It would make more sense as a book series.
Oh, it's both. It's based on a book series.
It is both. It's like Game of Thrones situation.
Yeah.
Was Breaking Bad based on a book too?
I don't know. But yeah,
final arguments.
All right, final arguments.
Final arguments, please. Hunter, why should anyone vote for another generic NES release title along the lines of Clue Clue Land, but at least Clue Clue Land was original?
So confused right now.
Good.
You're giving your final argument for Kung Fu Land.
Oh, sorry. Kung Fu was one of the first beat 'em ups to be released on the home console, so it was original. It was a genre groundbreaking port from the arcade. Clue Clue Land is Canadian Dribble.
Wish I could roll my eyes harder. Jason.
Yeah.
Why should anyone vote for Worcester Robinson?
Well, Worcester Blevins is a game where you play as the main protagonist, Gerster Levins.
Is that what you do?
And you have a whip, and you do some side scrolling in 2D, and there's some platforming, and it's pretty cool, guys. It's on a Sega platform.
Okay, clearly you shouldn't vote for either of those games. So just go ahead and vote for Screamstein 2000, because it's basically Wolfenstein 3D, which is a classic, the first viable first-person shooter ever, but with additional stages and graphics and new music. So Wolfenstein, but better. Screamstein 2000. I want to give some shout-outs to the live stream video viewers that are leaving comments. What up, Chrono Slinger? Good to see you. Captain Knucklehead 1. Oh, P-squared 75. Hello there. Also, Johnny DeAlba, Big Jonathan 91. We got a good crowd in tonight. Valerie Minnick could make it. Good to see you. Yeah, so thanks for watching and leaving comments. If you ever want to chat with me personally, that's a scary proposition. You can find me on Twitter.
Not a good idea.
At Nintendo_legend. My blog is nintendolegend.com. How about you guys? Any shout-outs or self-plugs?
You can find me on Twitter at Eric Hunter. My indie game review blog is IamEricM.com. And I'm going to hand it off to Jason.
You can find me on Twitter at Jason Lamb. And I'm going to give a shout-out to Blurted Weapons.
It's just awful, man. It's awful. It's so bad.
Just a couple reminders. Please email us at podcast@onemorecastle.com. We rely on your discussion questions to basically form the first half of our show. So please, if you want us to talk about something, you have to let us know by emailing us. So do that. Remember to vote in the Retro Showdown poll on the podcast page. New episodes release on Mondays. Live stream is every Thursday evening. Vote in the poll, leave comments, tell your friends, save the world, make a cheeseburger. And last but not least, listeners, remember, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week!